morning. You're listening to the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. The creative arts of writing fiction and songwriting are ways to express stories and ideas that sometimes need learning from other artists, their challenges and triumphs, to help see where we're stuck and ways through to new and bold artistic endeavors. On the evening of Wednesday, April 23rd, a group of writers, musicians, and other artists will gather at the Cortez Cultural Center to share their struggles to get published and how they ultimately made it happen. Joining me this morning to talk about their own experiences and this event are John Wright, a writer who recently published La Gruella, a novel about uncommon friendship and romance in the late 1800s American Southwest, and Marilyn Croker, a singer and musician who just released a CD called Time Tested, featuring a collection of her own original compositions. Good morning to you both.
Good morning to you,
morning,
Tom.
John, let's start with you. Can you talk just a little bit about your new novel called La Gruella, what it's about?
Yeah, if I may, I kind of have to correct you on the pronunciation. It's a Spanish word. It's La Gruella. It's kind of like tortilla, two L's.
Gruella, okay.
Become a Y, but it's the title refers to the color of a particular horse, Spanish bred, Mustang blood. That's the kind of the central character in the book. Everything revolves around this horse. Everybody seems to want this horse. It gets stolen and recovered and stolen again. And the story is just the action, and it's kind of like throwing a pebble in the pond. The initial situation when the book starts is our hero, I'll refer to him as that, a young cowboy up out of Texas, sees this horse being brutally beaten by a vaquero, and he can't stand to see that abuse. He makes it stop, and the rest of the story is sort of bears out that saying, no good deed goes unpunished.
Right. Now, you'll be involved in this event that's coming up on April 23rd, Songs to Sing, Stories to Tell.
Right.
Can you just talk a little bit about why you're involved in that event and maybe a personal experience you had, a challenge that you had in getting published?
Oh, there were many of those. This is actually not my first book. I had a small, more of an outdoor cookbook published about 21 or 2 years ago, and it was an incredible struggle and an anxiety-ridden experience, and in the end it wasn't financially rewarding, but I learned a lot, so that when I decided to try to write this story, get it published, I had a lot of that just soul-wrenching experience behind me, because you really got to kind of lay yourself open, and when you know your writing is you. So I was very fortunate this time to connect with Raymond Rose, who happens to be sitting outside monitoring my every word. He's my editor, and he not only edits my writing, he edits my speech as well. So we'll see what kind of critique I get after this. But
I'm sure he's taking notes right now.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. And I'll hear about it. But Raymond, he found out that I was doing this, and I was in the manuscript stage at the point. At that point, and I thought it was done. He asked if he could read it. He read it, and he said, "I really like this, but no, you're not done. So let's get to work." And without Raymond, there wouldn't be any book. He's been an enormous help, encouragement wise, and idea wise, and you know, it's his book, too.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, I'm talking with author John Wright. And also joining me here in the studio is singer and musician Marilyn Croker. Marilyn, let's turn to you now. There must be many examples in your own experiences around collaborating with other musicians and how that can kind of push you through to maybe some new creative kind of ground. Can you talk a little bit about how that works, collaboration and working with other musicians?
Sure, happily. Frankly, I write my songs quite privately. I don't collaborate while I write. I've got a very direct message, generally speaking, when I sit down to write a song and don't involve other musicians till I know what I'm doing. But it's a very joyful experience when I do bring other people on board and they understand the feel I'm going for and find those harmony lines or the bass line. It's a wonderful thing.
So when you write your songs privately, at what point do you feel like you want to share and say, hey, what do you think about this song?
Yeah. Some do not make it to the light of day. Street rhymes with heat, rhymes with seat. I'm falling over my tongue. Those trite little songs I don't bother with. When they get intelligent and I'm excited, I share them.
All right. Well, could you play a little song for us right now?
Sure.
All right.
What are you in the mood for?
Well, it's Friday morning. Maybe something a little upbeat. I don't know.
Okay. One of my big inspirations is my daughter, and I've got a half a dozen probably honoring her. She's a terrific young lady, and this one is for her.
Okay.
Walking downtown, people stop and stare at her long, long legs and her long, dark hair. She's so fine. She's so fine. 20-something's going okay. She's going to school. She works out every day. She's so fine. She's so fine. Say no to the booze. Say no to the dope with a voice like that. You know, she don't smoke. She's so fine. She's a shining example, reverse psychology. Whatever she's got, she didn't get it from me. She's so fine. She's so fine. She's got her daddy's legs and her mama's smile. She still lets me hang with her once in a while. She's so fine. She's so fine. We loved her well, told her every day. Letting her go is the natural way. She's so fine. She's so fine. Even her first steps were something to see. I'm living my life vicariously. She's so fine. She's so fine. She's so fine.
All right, very nice. That's Marilyn Croker, and she's right here live in the KSJD studios this morning. You are tuned in to the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I've got Marilyn and John Wright, a writer who recently published La Gruella, I think is how you say it.
Gruella.
Gruella. We're going to take a short break here on the Friday Morning Zine, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. This is the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning my guests are Marilyn Croker, a singer and musician who just released a CD called Time Tested, featuring a collection of her own original compositions, and John Wright, a local writer. And John, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about, again, let's get back to this event that's going to be going on Wednesday, April 23rd. You're convening a group of writers, musicians, and other artists at the Cortez Cultural Center. Can you just talk a little bit more about that event and what's going to be happening there?
Yeah, sure. Raymond and I, and Marilyn, too, have been discussing this with Ann Beach over a period of time, and what we're trying to achieve here is to have an evening where people who might be aspiring to write either fiction or music, maybe they're having troubles, maybe they're bogged down, maybe they've got writer's block, maybe they really don't even know what they want to write about, they just know they want to tell a story or sing a song. They can come. Marilyn and I will talk more kind of in the vein that we have this morning about our experience coming up that road. And once we've kind of laid out some of our own experiences, we hope that we'll have a good crowd and people will be eager to ask questions. So it's going to be very intimate, I hope, and very much an audience participation kind of a thing.
All right. Could you share a passage from your new book with us?
I can indeed. And I'll say that this is a Western, and it takes place in the early 1880s, and there's plenty of action and a little violence and, oh, God, even a little bit of sex. But it's also a romance, and as you go into the book a ways, again, I'll refer to the central character as our hero, the cowboy. He meets an old Scotsman and becomes friends with him, and then he goes to visit the Scotsman's brother on his ranch, and the brother has a daughter, and the daughter is a real horse person, cowgirl type, but very well-educated and not run-of-the-mill. And there is this instant chemistry when they meet. And so the passage I'm going to read is the second day that Jeff Cameron, our hero, so to speak, he's getting ready to saddle up and ride out and have a look around the ranch. And the daughter, whose name is Maggie, is standing in the parlor looking out the window watching him get ready to go, and she's very focused on him, and she's obviously interested in this new young man, so much so that her uncle, Sandy, the old Scot, comes sneaking into the parlor, and he busts her. So we'll start with that. And I'm going to attempt to do a Scottish accent where I need to, so forgive me if I don't pull it off. So intent in her observation was she that she failed to hear her uncle slip into the room on moccasin feet. He cuts a fine figure of horseback, does he not? She jumped at the sound of Sandy's voice. With reddening cheeks and a withering glare, she growled, "Why, you sneaky old man, you creep around as if you're stalking a deer." He smiled at her patiently. "Not so much, lass. More that it's your preoccupation with events outside." Maggie fairly spit. "I can't imagine what you mean." Sandy winked at her. "Come now, my dear, not so coy, if you please. I saw the look on your face as I came in. I think perhaps you're smitten." The girl was reddening further as her temper rose. "That's preposterous. I know nothing about him," she said, only to become angrier at the realization that she had confirmed her uncle's accusation. The old hunter crossed the room and circled her shoulders with a loving arm. "Calm down, Gretel. This is your dear old Uncle Sandy." Maggie demurred only slightly. "I'm sorry, but how can you suppose I've any interest in a man I've known less than a day?" Sandy tugged at his mustache. "Of course, my dear. Very silly of me to suggest otherwise." She frowned. "Well, sometimes your sense of humor rubs a bit." He smiled. "My apologies, dear niece, you're absolutely correct. He's not even your type." The girl began to fume again. "And how could you possibly know what my type is?" He made a conciliatory gesture. "Well, I should rather think someone with more education, greater prospects, perhaps. A man of property." The girl rolled her eyes toward the ceiling. "Oh, do shut up, Uncle. You're talking gibberish." The old man smiled. "Of course, my dear. I'm certain he has no interest in you either." The girl's eyes narrowed. "And why would you think that? Has he said so?" Instantly, she regretted herself rising to the bait. Sandy shook his head. "No, no, not at all." She glared at him. "But you think so?" He held his hands up, palms out. "No, dear, I don't think so. What I think is, I talk too much."
That's John Wright right there reading from his new book, La Grella. I think I said it right, maybe.
Grulla.
Man, I'm having a hard time with
that's
that
this okay.
morning.
We'll keep working on it.
You are tuned into the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder, mispronouncing things this morning. And besides John, here is Marilyn Croker. And Marilyn, wanted to turn to you again. And we're talking a little bit about an event that's coming up on Wednesday, April 23rd, Songs to Sing, Stories to Tell, a way for artists, musicians, writers to get together and share their experiences. What is one of your hopes for the outcomes of that event?
Ultimately, I would love to see a bunch of struggling songwriters hold a short concert with their completed work.
All right.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool. How can people find out more about this event or you know, get more information?
Cortez Cultural Center.
Okay.
That's probably the first place to go, 565-1151.
Okay. And what kind of people, Marilyn, should consider coming to this? I mean, you're talking about songwriters, musicians, but painters, writers, who else should come to this kind of
sure,
event?
Sure. Any artist. I have a girlfriend who is wanting to be a country western songwriter but doesn't play an instrument. Come on ahead. That'll be
right.
Great.
Very good.
We'll talk about the tools that it'll take to get you there.
Okay. Well, thank you guys both so much. I think we're pretty much out of time for this morning. John, if people want to find out more about your book, how do they find out more about that?
Well, again, they can call the Cultural Center. It's available there. And they can call,
Raven. Raven House Gallery.
Absolutely.
Carrie's
there
John's
you go.
Book.
She
Isn't
has
Lucas.
Books, too.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Very good.
That would probably be my choice for you to call Raven House, because Marilyn probably has been more involved with me, aside from Raymond, through the tail end of this process. We've bounced off each other and cried on each other's shoulders. So,
right.
Yeah,
call
Raven House.
I think he just let me horn in on his.
No.
That's kind of how that works.
Yeah, and Marilyn, your CD, where can people pick that up at?
Raven House Gallery to date.
Okay.
I've just begun to market. This thing's fresh off the press.
All right, great. Thank you guys both so much for being here.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom, for having us. Appreciate it.
That is John Wright and Marilyn Croker. They're going to both be part of an event happening on Wednesday, April 23rd at the Cortez Cultural Center. And you can get a hold of the Cortez Cultural Center to find out more about that event. I'm Tom Yoder. You've been listening to the Friday Morning Zine.